Hello, I'm Fiona MacDonald with the BBC News. Pope Francis has criticised the US presidential hopeful Donald Trump. The Republican businessman has called for a wall along the US-Mexico border and for Muslims to be banned from the United States. On his way back from Mexico, the Pope questioned Mr. Trump's credentials.
A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not of building bridges, is not Christian. This is not the gospel. As far as what you said about whether I would advise to vote or not to vote, I'm not going to get involved in that. I say only that this man is not Christian if he has said things like that.
In response, Mr. Trump said if and when the Vatican was attacked by the group Islamic State, the Pope would wish that Donald Trump was president. John Sopel assesses the papal intervention.
Mr. Trump has responded to the Pope in the only way he knows how, fighting fire with fire. Because in God-fearing South Carolina, the next state to vote in the primary process, to have the Pope say that he's unchristian is potentially very damaging. And over the course of the campaign, the billionaire property developer has been at pains to prove his religious credentials, appearing at one rally with a copy of the Bible that he said his mother had given him as a child, though at another, getting the name of a passage of scripture muddled. The one other thing we've learnt about Mr. Trump, though, is that he has a way of inverting the laws of politics. That which caused him most harm seems only to cause his popularity to grow.
The Turkish government has called on the West to drop its strategic support for Kurds in Syria. It comes after a deadly bombing in the Turkish capital on Wednesday, which officials now say was carried out by a Syrian Kurd. Yolan Nell reports.
Traffic is now moving once again, but there's a heavy police presence. One day ago, a car bomb here killed 28 people, most from the military, travelling on two buses. Turkish officials say the suicide attacker was a Syrian Kurd. Despite denials, they insist he was helped by Kurdish separatists in Turkey, the PKK. The group has close connections with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria, where they've won territory from Islamic State militant and are backed by the United States. But now Turkey is urging the West to rethink its strategic alliances, in light, it says, of the terrorist threat.
More than 6,000 Mozambicans seeking shelter in camps in neighbouring Malawi say they're fleeing a surge in violent clashes in the north of the country. There are reports that the Mozambican authorities have been entering the camps to persuade them to return home. The United Nations Refugee Agency says this may be in breach of international law. The BBC's Southern Africa correspondent says the scale of the refugee problem has embarrassed Mozambique, which is seen as a rising star in Southern Africa. World News from the BBC. Votes are being counted in Uganda in a presidential election that's been criticised by the European Union's monitoring mission. The opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was also briefly detained by police. Catherine Biaruhanga reports from Kampala.
It's still unclear how many people actually managed to vote. Reports from across the country, especially the capital, talked of voting material turning up hours late or the wrong ballots being delivered. The Electoral Commission apologised for the disruptions and extended the voting time by 3 hours. In the evening, the police arrested Kizza Besigye, the main opposition leader, after he went to a police house where he believed vote rigging was taking place.
The White House has announced that President Obama will visit Cuba on March the 21st and 22nd. It'll be the first visit by a sitting US president since Calvin Coolidge nearly 90 years ago. Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
The White House said Barack Obama was making the trip early in the final year of his presidency to create maximum momentum for normalization before he leaves office, possibly to a Republican successor opposed to his Cuba policy. Mr. Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, said he wanted to cement changes so far and push for deeper cooperation. He also plans to raise human rights concerns directly with Cuba's President Raúl Castro and meet political dissidents, but he won't be meeting the former president, Fidel Castro. Ben Rhodes said Mr. Obama was also exploring opportunities to directly address the Cuban people.
A secret video recording of a senior Colombian politician discussing sexual encounters with other men has sparked a debate about homophobia and journalistic ethics. In an 8-minute excerpt broadcast on La FM radio, Deputy Interior Minister Carlos Ferro and a police captain can be heard discussing sex in crude detail and exchanging kisses while driving through the capital Bogota. Mr. Ferro has since resigned. BBC News.